The district regularly examines and updates curricula, and it's done in chunks. For example, math was done in 2015, science and PE in 2016, art and music in 2017. This year, it is English and language arts. The 7th to 10th grade curricula was approved in April, and now the classes for 11th and 12th graders are on the agenda. Melanie Hadaway, Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, gave a report to the board Tuesday night.
It outlines what students are expected to study and learn, but provides options for how.
She detailed the public process that started in 2019 with community listening sessions, teacher reviews, parent comments, and eventually produced this fifth draft. Violetta Knight was glad that underrepresented themes and authors would be added in the new course options.
We are a biracial family. I'm black and my husband's white. African Americans have been sorely underrepresented in literature in the district. So I'm encouraged to see this address. I'm also glad to see these recommendations are electives, not required reading. In this volatile time in our nation, it's time to show by example to our children and grandchildren what diversity looks like.
Mary Burtness is a former teacher with the district. She said the curriculum with diverse authors created better citizens.
The Actions for Literature courses truly provide a diverse number of authors that reflect the student body. It is so important that a student can read authors that mirror their background, heritage, and culture. They need to be able to relate to the triumphs and struggles as portrayed by people like them.
The revised curriculum is on the school district's website. To graduate, high school students need to take one intensive writing class like composition, journalism, or creative writing, and they need two literature courses, one of which is an American literature class, such as African American literature, Native American literature, or two thematic classes, American Literature Defining Freedom or American Literature Shifting Dreams. For the second required class, students can take another one of those American literature classes or an elective course like British literature, Holocaust literature, social themes in literature, and world literature. Hadaway told the board that it is that social themes in literature class that has the options for kids to read books by lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, plus authors.
There's been a lot of misinformation about what is and what isn't included in this curriculum. Simply put, there is no LGBTQ curriculum. The course description for social themes and literature does indeed state that students who choose this class will read texts, quote, written by and about people who have been historically underrepresented in the literary canon. There are several examples of groups which fall under this umbrella in the options, and one of those six is indeed LGBTQ+.
Most of the public comment comes to the board as email nowadays, and it's read into the record. Quite a bit of the testimony focused on something that wasn't there, which surprised and frustrated newly sworn-in board member April Smith.
I really felt compelled to comment on this because of my own misunderstanding of this curriculum. I went through every book on the list. I found the storylines were compelling, interesting, and I expected to find book after book about LGBTQ themes, and I did not find that.
New board member Maggie Matheson will be taking over as the chair of the board's curriculum committee. She said she had not kept up with the drafts as they were revised since January, and she suspected from reading emailed comments that many other parents did not.
By the testimony, it clearly is not clarified to the community. I mean, to the point that testimonies are about to be read here that are almost irrelevant if you actually read the curriculum.
No action was taken after hearing 2 hours of reports and comments. The board will take up approval of the English and Language Arts curriculum for 11th and 12th graders at their regular meeting on November 17th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.